The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Wake Up Crew. It's John and Brian. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett. Dalton will be back on Monday. And we've got a great show for you today. Just trust me. Trust me out there in radio land.
Trust
or
you.
Streaming, wherever you are getting this broadcast.
So many different places to consume.
Yeah, it's just everywhere. We're everywhere. You can get us on 101.9, 100.5 FM.
Mm-hmm.
You can get us on WGNSradio.com.
Yep.
And Big GTV. You got to go to YouTube and get see all stuff.
There's a lot of things there. This
show's not, though. You exclusively, we're on WGNSradio.com. You can get our podcast.
Yep. Podcasts go out after the show if you want to listen back on your favorite podcast platform. But too much music and things that are copyrighted here. So it was just easier not to do that.
You know, podcasts are everywhere.
Yes.
And everybody's doing one.
Yes.
And they say that's why Jimmy Fallon is going to make it out of all the late night people, because he's so big in digital.
It's his use of, yeah. I mean, they take snippets and
yeah.
all those little things like, what was it the last time I saw he had some group, maybe it was the Jonas Brothers, and they all played one of the Jonas Brothers songs on like instruments from the house, like a pot and pan
and different
things, you know.
With the Roots. Yeah,
Roots, with the Roots band, in there with it. And those things go viral, I guess, and why he continues to do well.
Well, we are brought to you. Well, I'm not doing that yet. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that later. Well, let me tell you this.
Well, you can say that it's America's Thrift Stores.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them right now. America Thrift Stores, big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
They are title sponsor of the Wake Up Crew.
Well, that's why I read it now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought just right off the bat. Boom.
Man, why not?
And Siegel is at Lebanon tonight. I hope you have a good broadcast. MTSU versus Austin Peay tomorrow, 4:30 airtime. So we're all in it now. We're all football now.
Yep.
For the next several weeks, I guess you call months, really.
Well, we'll be going through November sometime, Thanksgiving, between now and Thanksgiving at least.
Wow. I better look at that schedule again.
October is a
wasn't
busy.
Planning on going that long.
October is a busy month for MTSU midweek. They'll play midweek games. They've got an odd schedule, especially during that time, because they're two bye weeks. I think they have a bye, then they play a game, and they have a bye again.
Wow.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah, that is kind of strange. Looking for them to be better this year as well. So they got a big game at Austin with Austin Peay at MTSU. A lot of activities. Go out, support the Blue Raiders on that.
Yeah, that's one we got to get right there.
Got to have that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it's what? Is it Minnesota? And then I can't remember. I'll have to look that up.
But it was
got some big games.
He was talking about his receivers. He said he's got a good crop of receivers and, of course, a senior quarterback. So, but man, with that portal, the way that thing is now.
Yeah, you just
I don't think I could be a football coach. Could you?
No.
I mean, it's hard enough on basketball, but basketball, at least you don't have to have as many players.
They've got road trips to Wisconsin and Nevada after this week, so they're on the road.
There's like 64 new players on his roster.
Yeah.
Football.
I imagine that's going to be the way your mid-majors are going to go.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, I don't know.
I mean, how do you know in the preseason who is what?
Yeah.
I mean, and we're seeing that trickle down on the high school level, too.
Oh, yes, we are. We certainly are. A lot of people changing schools and that kind of thing.
Well, TSSAA reported that the number of transfers that they handle, because they have to be notified of that, has doubled this last season.
They probably had to get a certain guy just to do it.
Maybe
I mean,
so.
One job for it. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about a lady, speaking of college, who did something different instead of paying for her on-campus living. Very interesting. So we're going to do that when we come back.
Does she live in a car or something?
No, don't. I'm teasing here. We're throwing a tease out there, and you're trying to get the answer right now. It comes up in a few minutes. Also, we're going to have what are we watching, which I haven't watched a lot because I haven't been home.
I know. It's been tough.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe you've got something.
Been YouTubing a lot.
And, of course, we'll have some trivia. All that coming up your way here on the Wake Up Crew. 6:17 is our time.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 60. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs head back to 89. And then Saturday night, mostly clear and lows fall back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In football, Michael Parsons is on the move as the Cowboys have traded their star pass rusher to the Packers for two first-round draft picks and three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Parsons has already agreed to a four-year $188 million extension with Green Bay, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. In baseball, it is Kyle Schwarber's world, and we are just living in it.
Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit four homers in a game.
You just heard it all on the Phillies radio network. They crushed the Braves 19-4. Schwarber now leads the league with 119 RBI, and he leads the National League with 49 home runs.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you curious about electric vehicles? MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Visit driveev.com. Now, you drove a hybrid for a while. You really liked it, didn't you?
I guess I had it about a month while they were working on my new car, or my new used car. I didn't like a car.
Yeah, that was your problem.
I do not like, but it, I mean, it drove well, but the hybrid part is pretty sweet. I mean, it probably, I was getting 35 to 40 miles per gallon.
Wow. That's, and how does that work? Does it transfer over to electric when you get low on gas, or you can do that? Can you just flip a switch?
No, it does it on its own. So, like, if you're below a certain speed, it'll use electric, or if you're, you know, like you pull up to.
Oh, I see. It's just kind of automatic.
Yeah, you pull up to a traffic light.
It goes into that.
It'll go to electric.
Wow. Okay. So you fill up your gas whenever it's low, just like you normally would.
Right.
Okay.
You just know gas. You'll see gas savings. And it'll show on the screen whether you use an electric or hybrid and how it charges or how that one charged. You didn't have to plug it up. As you drove down the road, that charged the battery when you were using gas.
Oh, okay. That works. Got a lot to do today, this morning. First of all, our song of the day. No, not yet. Because we got to tell you what day it is. It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yep, it's Friday. We can't wait. I'll be thinking of y'all tonight as y'all do your game. And
you have plans or anything? Or?
You know, I'm thinking about going to Eagleville and watching a little bit, of, at least the first half. I'm not going to stay for the whole game, but, you know, do that. I could go to Riverdale. I might go to Riverdale for a little while. So
wow.
I could be the roving reporter.
Just gallivanting around.
Think I'm going to call in? Okay, anyway, our good neighbor of the day is Nikki Edwards, Rod's daughter. Rod Edwards' daughter.
Is that who that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nikki's today's good neighbor of the day for being a wonderful person inside and out and spreading positivity everywhere she goes. Nikki Edwards is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flower Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, way to go.
This good, is where you tell about the
good neighbor of the day. Yeah. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor gets you to it as well. And, send them in. Help us out. Birthdays, too. Taking those for today and tomorrow.
You totally lost it there, did you?
Well, a little bit.
Okay.
Are we doing song or holiday?
We're doing holiday. That always comes after this.
Let's see. It's College Colors Day. We're just going to go with that. So wear your college colors today. Support your local college.
That's appropriate. I guess you'll be wearing blue, huh?
Yep.
Big blue. And our song of the day is from, I have no idea, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Kind of a new standard version.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown. With heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. A 22-year-old woman from Murfreesboro is charged with threatening the life of Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. FBI agents arrested Penelope Covertino Thursday. Federal prosecutors say the woman left a voicemail for the senator's Nashville office back in May and threatened to shoot Senator Blackburn in the head on national television. She faces a charge of threatening to kill a federal official with the intent of interfering with their official duties. That could lead to a decade in prison if convicted. A Nashville resident makes a grim discovery in the Cumberland River. Authorities say witnesses called in the discovery as a possible drowning just after 5 p.m. A man was found near the 1500 block of Lock Road. The scene is now being handled by Metro Police and the Medical Examiner's Office. It's unknown how the man ended up in the water or his cause of death. More news in 30 seconds.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
2 weeks after deadly flash floods swept through East Ridge, city leaders say the damage does not meet the threshold for federal help. As WTBC reports, the East Ridge mayor says the city's losses fall short of the $13 million threshold required for FEMA assistance. They're now looking for other methods to pay for damages and upgrades. On August 12th, about 6.5 inches of rain fell in just a few hours, flooding Interstates 24 and 75 and damaging around 300 structures across Hamilton County. Four people died, including a family of three from East Ridge. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the crew. Good neighbor events, weather, traffic, all coming up here in the next few minutes. Brian, we need to kind of make a, what do you call it, a correction.
Yeah.
With the song of the day. I'm going to let you explain it because it's a little bit of an error that we made.
So, yeah, I shouldn't have had 9 to 5 typed out there as the name of the song. That was her hit in the 80s.
Yeah.
She's had a lot of country hits, but she's also done quite a bit of crossover, and her last crossover hit was 9 to 5, and that was in the 80s. But in 2020... she teamed up with the electric dance music group Galantis and Mr. Probes to record this song called Faith. Got a little auto-tuning going on and stuff like that. But
yeah, she did a lot of that around that time period too, singing with different artists and that kind of thing. So,
yeah,
that's Dolly. I tried her one of her new food.
Oh yeah, the frozen food.
Frozen
stuff?
Food things. Yeah.
What'd you think?
I tried the chicken and dumplings. Was not a fan. I hate to say it. They'll probably cut us off of the radio now because I said that, but I was not a fan of it.
I found one that's pretty good.
What was it?
It's in a yellow box. And I don't remember the name of it. I'll have to look. But
so, folks, when you're going to your grocery store, look for the yellow box.
It's at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Where all the frozen food things are.
Is it a great value thing? Or
no.
Is it, okay.
But it's in that section where all the Chef Ramsay stuff and all that is.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one that said chicken and dumplings. And the dumplings look like gnocchi, if you've ever seen that. And that may be what it is. I don't know. But they sure do taste pretty good. It's seasoned well, so
I don't have much luck with. I found a shepherd's pie once that was really good. It's by Blair. I think the company's Blair, and that's the mashed potatoes and the meat and corn and all that together. And that's about the best one I've ever found. You can't. Stouffer's is pretty good. You know, you can get, you know, spaghetti. But have you noticed a lot of the frozen food though is spaghetti or
It's
noodles.
Italian.
Yeah, so that's one thing you kind of have to kind of watch and get away from. But I did try the Chef Ramsay. I liked it. I think I tried the one you offered out to me.
I was a fan of most of those, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I only tried one and it was good.
Okay. It's called Delicious Eats by Cardia Brown. She has chicken and dumplings, Cajun chicken pasta, a chicken pot pie, and chicken and rice. Now, I don't like the pot pies because they use like that puff pastry on the top instead of like
real
biscuit or dough, you know. But those chicken and dumplings were good.
It's Cardio Brown. No, Cardia. Cardia.
Cardia Brown.
And after you've had all that salt, it's Cardio.
Well, I think it only had, you know, 1,300 or so milligrams of salt.
Nothing wrong with that. Time for Today in History, brought to you today by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
All right, here we go.
The year was 1898, and the Goodyear Tire Company was founded. In 1958, Cliff Richard and the Drifters released the single Move It, Richard's debut single credited as first British rock and roll song.
They say it's gonna die, but honey, be less famous.
Cliff Richard is about 90 now,
really?
And he had hit songs in the 80s. He had a hit song with Olivia Newton-John, so he's gone through many, many generations. That's why he's Sir Cliff Richard now. In 1966, the Beatles' last public concert before a crowd of 25,000 at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California.
Don't let me down.
Now, they didn't sing that in 1966, but you get the drift.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so what were...
They had some unsold seats at that concert,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, about 7,000. Numerically, we're incorrect, but I mean, you know. In 1967, the final TV episode of The Fugitive, starring David Janssen, watched by 78 million people.
The Fugitive.
That's right. That's exactly how you said it. And then they talk about how you got, you know... wrongly accused of the murder. And 1982, Steve Miller's single Abracadabra hits number one.
I see magic in your eyes. I hear the magic in your sight.
I forget that he did that song.
I know.
That doesn't sound like him.
No.
In 2005, Hurricane Katrina makes second and third landfall as a Category 3 hurricane, devastating much of the U.S. Now, it was only a Category 3, but being in Louisiana,
yeah,
man, it wreaked havoc. I guess that's all I got. Coming up, we've got Brandon Brooks with Rewind. Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew. Our time is
6:33. This is CBS Rewind.
August 29th, 1964. The New York opening of
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mary Poppins.
Even though the sound of it is something quite
starring
atrocious.
Julie Andrews.
If you say it loud enough, you're always Sam Precocious.
And Dick Van Dyke. This date in 1966, the Beatles played the last show of their final tour at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. August 29th, 1976.
The greatest Western of them all.
The Shootist was on top of the box office.
You must have the constitution of an ox.
For the second straight weekend.
Oh, we'll see.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 60. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs head back to 89. And then Saturday night, mostly clear and lows fall back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Good morning. Starting to load up with more volume. 24 westbound up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Pretty much on schedule right now. Leaving Murfreesboro towards Nashville. It's building up through Brentwood and Franklin. More volume than the last 15, 20 minutes. 65 going northbound. No shortage of radar already out here. You're going to see a lot of radar this weekend. Please be careful. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. STR Tow. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got
pets. Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop at home. Let's patronize those local family businesses. And right now, through October the 15th, you can paint your bowl for the upcoming Cookin' to Build. Now that's Habitat for Humanity's big event on the Murfreesboro Square, Saturday, November 1st. But it's really a fun tradition to paint the bowls with your friends and family. And you have now until October the 15th to do that. Just drop in to Color Me Mine in the avenues of Murfreesboro. You've heard us talking about how great yoga is to limber you up, improve your balance, and just make you feel good. The Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is offering yoga classes at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Check with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation about your yoga class. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. Good morning to you. Be sure to drive carefully out there this morning. We've got the CBS Entertainment Report coming up at 6:57. And just following this immediately, CBS National News headlines. Followed by a local news update. That would be with Dalton Barrett, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Access Tennessee.
Can't get away from Dalton Barrett now. He's like on the mornings, you know, all the time.
He's everywhere.
Even when he's not here, he's on the mornings. I don't know. So, working out of his home. Oh, okay. Anyway, we've got a dad joke today, and I thought maybe I should wait and give you only a few seconds to do it because it was a real winner yesterday. So let's see what we got. You got 30 seconds today, though. So
okay, a little more time.
I didn't want to just hurt you.
You know, John, they say that machines of the future will be as smart as people.
Really?
Yeah, but which people? It kind of matters.
I got to get that inside joke there. That's pretty good. I'm giving a thumbs up on that. It's just like my hand won't go anywhere but up.
Well, you know.
My thumb. We'll go up.
Thumbs up.
I thought I better clarify that. It's 6:41 here on The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. The father of one of two children killed in this week's mass shooting at a Catholic school chapel in Minneapolis is speaking out. Jesse Merkel lost his 8-year-old son, Fletcher.
While the hole in our hearts and lives will never be filled, I hope that in time our family can find healing. I pray that the other victim's family can find some semblance of the same.
CVS pharmacies in 16 states say they can't offer COVID shots to customers because they need a CDC panel to sign off on them first. CBS's Michael Wallace has a reaction.
Andy Pexos is a virologist at Johns Hopkins University.
COVID is happening right now, so we run the risk of delaying the rollout of the vaccine while we go through some of these regulatory hurdles.
A new Trump administration order eliminates a rule that allowed cheaper online shipments from overseas to enter the U.S. tax-free.
That extra cost likely to be passed on to you, the purchaser.
CBS's Vicki Barker. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr is urging fellow commissioners to issue a public rebuke of Commissioner Hope Oliver following a controversial remark during Monday's Public Safety Committee meeting. Oliver allegedly referred to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as a terrorist organization. In a hot mic moment, shortly before Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh addressed the committee, Mayor Carr described the rebuke as a necessary formal response to preserve public trust. Sheriff Fitzhugh clarified that the sheriff's office is not authorized to sign ICE contracts, stating instead that the department participates in the 287G program via a memorandum of understanding. He emphasized that deputies are not assigned to seek out undocumented individuals, explaining that enforcement is limited to those already in custody. ICE's 287G program includes the jail enforcement model, warrant service model, and task force model, each allowing varying levels of coordination between local law enforcement and ICE. In fiscal year 2024, over 12,600 encounters were reported under the program, including several involving serious criminal convictions. Meanwhile, in Laverne, public safety officials hosted the city's first ever Summer Safety Day, welcoming local children for hands-on educational events. Police officers and firefighters engaged with kids through activities such as bike safety, helmet decorating, and equipment demonstrations. Fire Life Safety Officer Kim Douglas highlighted the importance of making fire education accessible, while police emphasized trust building and connection. Community members praised the event's impact, and organizers plan to make it an annual tradition for Rutherford County's growing Laverne community. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet, and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The body of a missing Shelbyville woman has been found, according to the TBI. Nearly 5 months after 84-year-old Sarah Padgett was last seen, Shelbyville authorities announced her vehicle was found underwater with her inside. Her vehicle was discovered in Normandy Lake with the help of a specialty sonar team. This is the same area where her cell phone was last detected. Police say no foul play is suspected. In a statement, officers say Ms. Padgett was a beloved member of her community, and her loss will be felt by many. Two Chattanooga area high schools won't be playing football this weekend following a recommendation from law enforcement. The Howard School and Brainerd High School will not play their scheduled high school game Saturday night. Brainerd High School posted the announcement on its Facebook page. Officials say for the safety of students, staff, and the community remains the top priority, but they did not give any specifics as to why law enforcement made that decision. More news in 30 seconds.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
4,000 new state-of-the-art solar panels are now helping to power the Maryville community and local industry by producing 3,400 megawatt hours of energy each year. Denso Manufacturing, TVA, and the city of Maryville flipped the switch, marking the beginning of operations on a new solar facility on location at the Denso, Tennessee manufacturing site. The facility will also keep residential prices low, officials say. Two more solar farms are expected soon in different parts of Maryville. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
648. Oh, there I am.
Yeah, my finger didn't work.
My finger didn't work either a while ago.
I know.
My thumb worked. It was a thumbs up on the joke, but I'm having some tingling in my fingers, and they think it's carpal tunnel. So I've got to wear a thing at night, like on my arm.
Yeah.
A brace. Think that's going to help? It hadn't helped so far.
It takes a minute.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Okay.
So just keep doing it.
Yeah. Just keep on
and
plugging.
You guarantee I'll be okay.
It's helped me.
Okay.
No,
did you have tingling in your fingers?
Yeah.
And stuff? Was it aggravating? Did it aggravate you?
Yeah.
It just drives me crazy. It doesn't hurt.
Especially when I was sitting, you know, and typing or whatever, I can feel it. So I will say that I haven't worn it every night since. But once it got better, I kind of slacked off.
I'm hoping I'll be able to, like, I'm hoping I've got the right kind. Because it's supposed to keep that steel, I guess, is a problem,
yeah.
Is the thing. So it does that. So
it surprises me that it was at night. And I can't remember now what they said is and why you needed to do it at night. But
because at night, we're evidently moving our arms and putting it under our head or something. I think that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But some kind of weird stuff. I promised everyone that we would talk about this lady. She has a son, and he's a sophomore in college. Okay? So she was paying a lot of money for on-campus living.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to buy a townhome for her son.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. Now, a townhome is expensive.
I was going to say, do you have townhome money?
But she said her son is going to get three roommates to go to that townhome.
Makes sense.
Because it's a three bedroom, so she can not only can pay for the townhome, she can also probably make a little money on the side, or at least pay for itself.
Sure.
While they're living there, and she saves the money that she would throw to the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
So far, she's made money. So I never would have thought that, but I mean, that's a big gamble to take. I think she's in real estate too. So,
well, that makes sense.
Sure, helped a little bit.
That happens a lot around here. You know, people try to, being a college town, they'll rent a place and then get some roommates and they all wind up paying much less for it or whatnot. But I would think that after he graduates, that would be something that she could sell and make her money back or make more money.
Or maybe he could just live. Maybe he could just live there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not on campus. It's off campus. So,
yeah,
you know, so a good investment. But I think it's a wise way, wise use of your money, because you don't get that money back that you're just renting at the college. I mean, you're basically just renting. So she saved a bunch.
Yeah, Dalton and Megan were talking about where we ate. There were some condos behind, or they were townhomes or something. It was like, you know, we could move there, not have to have a house payment. Well, yeah, but you're also then paying rent if it's not something you're paying for that's yours.
Right.
So at least they have a home that they're paying for.
Townhomes are a little cheaper too, aren't they, for the most part?
I think they're cheaper than an actual home.
I don't know if Dalton, Dalton likes to repair stuff and fix stuff. I don't know whether he'd be happy in a brand new, like, townhome. Could mow the yard. Well, I don't think he'd care about that. That's what you ought to do.
It makes me chuckle when he talks about mowing, because I hate it.
Yeah.
And he used to love it. He used to love to mow. But it's like, when you're an adult and you've got responsibilities, finding the time to do that.
Right.
You know, and
you can't just pick any afternoon.
Yeah. And so I think he's figuring that out, which I think is kind of humorous.
Well, we have a sort of a medium size birthday list, so I guess we better get to it.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1912, Barry Sullivan was born. Now, Barry Sullivan was an actor. He was in the TV show Tall Man. He was in a lot of movies, supporting actor kind of guy.
Was he tall?
Died in 1994. Yes, he was.
Okay.
1915, Ingrid Bergman, Swedish actress. She was in Casablanca. 1920, Charlie Bird Parker, American jazz saxophonist and composer, born in Kansas City, Kansas.
'Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Greatest saxophonist around. He only lived to be 35, so.
Wow.
In 1923, Richard Attenborough, English actor and director, was in Gandhi, Jurassic Park, born in Cambridge, England, died in 2014. In 1926, Elizabeth Betty Lynn, American actress, she played Thelma Lou in The Andy Griffith Show. Finally married Barney eventually in the Mayberry Revisited.
Nice. I'm glad she did.
They tied up all the loose pieces. The Andy Griffith thing. Return to Mayberry was the name of it.
Oh, I've seen that.
1936, John McCain, American war hero and Republican politician, born in Coco Solo, Panama Canal Zone. 1938, Elliot Gould, American actor, played in MASH, Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice. But he was Monica's dad in Friends. That's probably where everybody would remember him from. Speedy Gonzalez, 1953, Warner Brothers cartoon character, was born.
Angly, angly.
In 1958, Michael Jackson, dancer, singer, king of pop. Can't believe he'd only be 2 years younger than me. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
All right, our birthdays around Murfreesboro. Today, Mike Tansel, Steve Yates, Suzanne Binkley, Jim Gilmore, Katie Lloyd, Nancy Bertrand, Kelly Hanna, Felicia Crowell, Anita Pennington, Terry Deal, Benjamin Robinson, Lynn Wilson, Waylon Brown, Lenny Frazier.
Lots of birthdays. Add to our list for today and tomorrow, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 60. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs head back to 89. And then Saturday night, mostly clear and lows fall back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
No middleman, no mystery, just fresh picked produce straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. It's a little bit heavier down through Millersville here in the last few minutes, all the way down into Goodlettsville there on 65 southbound, coming down from Sumner County as it tries to build with more volume in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area there at Bell Road, Haywood Lane, as it also increases with the volume 65 north up through Brentwood. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, no matter what county here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
I am Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop?
Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You know what they say, all's fair in love and war.
You are a bottomless pit of need.
You think they understood the assignment? The Roses is an update of the classic 1989 film, The War of the Roses. And this time we've got the not-so-happily married Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman trading barbs.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
Well, you think?
She's brilliant at what she does.
The Brits are very complimentary to each other, right? But Olivia says the real magic happened when co-stars Andy Samberg and Kate McKinnon turned it up a notch.
When all the Americans came over, it suddenly went, ooh.
Yeah, unbelievable.
If you need a shoulder or an inner thigh to lean on, I'm kidding.
The Roses is in theaters now. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, don't go anywhere. I know the 6 o'clock hour is over, but we've got a whole nother hour of the Wake Up Crew for you this morning on a Friday. And Nikki Edwards is today's good neighbor of the day for being a wonderful person inside and out and spreading positivity everywhere she goes. Nikki Edwards is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores rolls right along this morning with this reminder about the good neighbor of the day. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to get in your good neighbors to us. Also, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Many easy ways to tell us about someone special out there, okay? Also, don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 29th, tomorrow, the 30th, 615-893-1450. Hey, Rutherford County, big savings are on the way. America's Thrift Stores is opening soon in Murfreesboro at 10:30. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brands, like a brand new store every time you walk in. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
And it's time for the news from CBS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
The Minnesota shooting victims.
Please remember Fletcher for the person he was, not the act that ended his life.
Outrage over CDC firing.
What we're seeing is an assault. It's an assault on science.
20 years since Hurricane Katrina.
We still have people ahead not returned to the city.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we now know the names of the two children killed in this week's mass shooting in Minneapolis. 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel and 10-year-old Harper Moiski. CBS's Ashar Qureshi has more on what their families are saying and what investigators are learning.
The shooter wanted to kill children. Defenseless children.
The shooter, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Investigators are poring through hundreds of journal pages left behind, filled with disturbing messages.
The shooter's heart was full of hate.
Approximately 116 rifle rounds, 3 shotgun shells, and a live handgun round that police believe jammed in the chamber were found at the scene, along with 3 legally purchased weapons. Principal Matthew DeBoer spoke to CBS Evening News co-anchor Maurice Dubois about meeting with the victims' families.
What'd you tell them?
I told them that I was there, and I held their kids' hands. And I told them that their parents loved them, that I loved them, and I gave them a kiss. But they deserved to know that someone was with their kids in that time when their lives were stolen from them.
Those stolen lives belong to 10-year-old Harper Moiske and 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel.
We will never be allowed to hold him, talk to him, play with him, and watch him grow into the wonderful young man he was on the path to becoming. We love you, Fletcher. You'll always be with us.
Now to Atlanta, where workers at the CDC rallied in support of the agency's ousted director, Susan Menares, and other leaders who have resigned. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder spoke with 2 of them.
What was the tipping point for both of you?
The tipping point probably was when Dr. Menares was sent to D.C. to talk with the secretary about some of the changes she'd proposed. We were concerned she might lose her job. We need a scientific leader at the agency, and without that, we knew that we couldn't continue.
I'm very concerned that the vaccine science and other science that CDC provides has been able to stay free of ideology. But with the changes that are happening at CDC, with the changes that are happening in the advisory committee for immunization practices, I don't think that that's going to be true for much longer.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defends the shakeup.
There's a lot of trouble at CDC, and it's going to require getting rid of some people over the long term in order for us to change the institutional culture.
Citing the current regulatory environment, the country's largest pharmacy chain, CVS, tells the New York Times it's not currently offering COVID vaccines at stores in 16 states. A new Trump administration order eliminates a rule that allowed cheaper online shipments from overseas to enter the U.S. tax-free.
Ordering goods from an overseas company? Starting today, you're likely in for a higher price and a longer wait, if you can even get the item at all. President Trump's latest twist of the tariff knife, closing a loophole that's allowed billions of dollars worth of goods to enter America duty-free. As of today, all packages entering the U.S. will be subject to whatever tariff applies to the country it's coming from. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Sources tell CBS News the Trump administration appears poised to target Chicago with a large-scale immigration crackdown as soon as next week. It's possible National Guard troops could be part of it. It's a busy day on the highways and at airports for holiday travelers. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve says issues cropped up yesterday at a major airport.
It happened again, a communications outage impacting Newark Airport Thursday, just as the Labor Day weekend travel push ramped up. Thursday's outage happening despite the installation of newly upgraded communications lines, resulting in hundreds of delays.
Good luck today.
Oh, thanks. We need more than luck. We just need working equipment.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A judge has ordered a new trial for 3 former Memphis police officers who were convicted of federal charges in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
These particular officers had been found guilty of obstruction of justice through witness tampering. And now they will get a new trial because the judge in the case may not have been as objective as he should have been.
Two firefighters were taken into custody by Border Patrol agents during an investigation into two contractors who had provided people to help fight a Washington state wildfire. Brandon Thompson of KIRO-TV says agents say those two are in the country illegally.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson saying, quote, "I have asked my team to reach out to federal agencies for more information to determine where these two individuals are and to question why the Trump administration's cruel immigration policies now extend to individuals fighting forest fires."
Memorials are being held in New Orleans to mark 20 years since Hurricane Katrina caused death and destruction. WWL radio reporter Dave Cohen.
The National Hurricane Center says Katrina inflicted staggering loss of life and damage in Louisiana and Mississippi.
The devastation is greater than our worst fears. It's just totally overwhelming.
Then Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco, after learning the levees around New Orleans failed and 80% of the city was flooding, thousands of people who could not or would not evacuate were trapped and in need of rescue.
I'm Jim Crisula. Like many others who experienced Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, Greg Ketchum has never forgotten the communal sense of desperation as the city descended into lawlessness in the days after the storm.
I still carry that with me, that knowledge of what it's like to be in a life-threatening situation.
Wendell Frazier is a lifelong resident.
It became so surreal. You just never thought. You just never, even to the day, 20 years later, it's just hard to fathom that we had that much water with that much devastation in this city. Nobody thought it was going to be like that.
Frazier and his family were out of their lower Ninth Ward home for more than 7 months after it was swamped when levees broke. He says many who fled the city have never returned.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. Or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 60. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs head back to 89. And then Saturday night, mostly clear and lows fall back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmers right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
It's behind a stalled car in a terrible spot. 65 southbound at Dickerson Pike because it's really heavy with that traffic flow coming down through that section of Madison there on 65 southbound at Dickerson Pike headed towards Trinity Lane. Loading up now out of Mount Juliet. Wilson County traffic's busy now on I-40 westbound, headed over in and through the Hermitage area, loading up also on 24 out through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Bellevue MediSpa offers laser hair removal where you never have to buy a package and still get a great price. Botox units $11 a unit. Call Bellevue MediSpa 662-1220. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Clark Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em, waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Everybody's smiling, sunshine day.
You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Man, it's been a sunshine week, too. It's the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Glad you are with us this morning. I want to say hello to Ben Franklin and everybody over at Syscorp Computer Services. If you're struggling with tech headaches, they offer responsive, friendly support. From everything from data backups to cybersecurity, businesses trust Syscorp to keep their systems running smoothly. It's IT made easy. Syscorp Computer Services, sys-corp.net, online, 615-809-3687, sys-corp.net. Brian and John here with you on a finally Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
Is done. Time for fun. Gonna get in everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey! It's Friday.
It is indeed a Friday. Excited about Fridays, aren't we? I woke you up there, John. Sorry.
That's new.
I just added. Might as well do a Dean scream.
I lost 2 minutes of a nap right there from that.
It woke you up, though, right?
Yeah, it woke me up all right.
Oh, mercy. Football last night, football tonight. We're making a road trip to Lebanon. So, it's really Lebanon. That's how we say it around here.
Y'all have a good time. That's a nice road trip.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Keep bringing it up that you're going to Lebanon.
Coach's show in the morning. Well, I mean, it's what we're doing tonight.
No, it's not what we're doing. It's what you're doing.
We as in WGNS.
My contract says I don't do road games.
I need to see the fine print on that.
Well, you need to because things are getting added to it as we speak.
Road game, it's not any further than going to Siegel.
We're in training program. We've got some guys in training programs. I'm just stepping aside to...
Training programs.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we'll have the coaches show in the morning. Prentice Also Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by McDonald's and Donut Country. And the McChicken Biscuit has been a hit.
Yes.
The coaches show. And you've brought the addition of a little honey bear.
Well, actually, no, I didn't do that.
You didn't?
Dalton Barrett brought the honey. He bought
it. Wow.
Found it at a Circle K. How
really?
I would have never thought you would have found that at a Circle K, a bottle of honey.
I wouldn't either.
I've been meaning to go by one of the major grocery stores, and he said, oh, no, Megan and I were at the Circle K, and there was a bottle of honey sitting there. It makes that chicken sandwich. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. But are you going anywhere to eat tonight? You taking the new guy out to eat? I mean,
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, nothing changes. Okay,
I don't want to set expectations too high.
You want him as low as he possibly can go.
He can have a McChicken in the morning. because Bill's going to be here in the morning along with you and me. Talk with the coaches starting at 9. So
I'm coming too. I'm going to be there. Yeah. I got to get up on Saturday morning.
That's not a road trip.
I didn't read my contract.
No, neither have I. So there you go. And don't forget Middle Tennessee football kicking off tomorrow night. 4:30 will be airtime. We'll have the pregame show and then Chip Walters and Joe Dubin.
What's kickoff time? 6:30 or 7?
6.
6. Oh, 6.
Yeah. That's an hour and a half pregame
hour and a half
show.
Pregame. Who's in charge of the pregame show there at MTSU? Who's
that would be the old pro, Dick Palmer.
He's still coming. He's coming back.
And okay. JP Plant.
Well, good for those are two great ones.
Yeah. So
I really enjoy the pregame show.
Dick's doing that in baseball. So, yep.
106 and still going strong. Wow.
That was John Dinkins who said that.
Oh, Dick and I go back a long way. We're good buddies.
Well,
we were.
So, you were talking earlier about your carpal tunnel.
Yeah. So why are you bringing it up now?
And that you wear a hand brace.
Yeah, at night.
At night. And it is when I typed in to the Google search, why wear a hand brace? It finished the rest of it because it knew. So it was such a popular question, I guess. So you wear a hand brace at night to keep your wrist in a straight, natural position, reducing pressure on the median nerve and preventing the painful numbness and tingling often felt in the morning. During sleep, hands and wrists tend to bend or flex, and this keeps you from bending or flexing and gives your nerves in your hand rest.
Well, mine's not just in the morning. It's all day long.
Yeah.
I don't know about that morning thing.
It's worse in the morning, though, isn't it?
Probably, I guess.
Yeah. It just keeps it in its natural alignment and doesn't let it move around at night. Because I don't know if you notice, when I wake up in the mornings, I've got my knees
bent. Well, no,
bent
I've never been with you in the morning when you wake up.
Okay. But I don't know if you do this is what I meant by that. You know, you may have your arm behind your head or you may have, you know, leg crossed.
Oh, yeah.
I tend to cross my right leg under my left leg at night. I wake up that way in the morning. I don't know why.
People driving to work are going, we don't care.
Well, I just thought it was interesting of why to use a brace at night.
I've got to make an admission. I really haven't used it, worn it every single night.
Oh, well, there you go.
What do you mean, there you go?
You're not doing what the doctor said do. And you say it's still tingling.
Okay. I'm going to do it for 3 weeks solid, see if it's any improvement. Starting tonight.
Okay.
Because I didn't wear it last night.
How long to wear? I don't know how long it takes you to get. The brace should be worn nightly for several weeks.
Okay.
So wear it for several weeks and see if it's better.
Okay.
Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In football, Michael Parsons is on the move as the Cowboys have traded their star pass rusher to the Packers for 2 first-round draft picks and 3-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Parsons has already agreed to a 4-year, $188 million extension with Green Bay, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. In baseball, it is Kyle Schwarber's world, and we are just living in it.
Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his 4th home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit 4 homers in a game.
You just heard it all on the Phillies radio network. They crushed the Braves 19-4. Schwarber now leads the league with 119 RBI, and he leads the National League with 49 home runs.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart. go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
When it got to the place that the little boys had to come and help me get up, then I'm grateful for the years, and it's good. And sometimes we sit and talk for a long time after a meal. My husband and I have tried to sit with different people. I am glad to say you would be welcome at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
22 after 7 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. It's a Friday, and Fridays at this time, we like to talk about what we're watching, you know.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island. Men.
All right, so this is maybe a little entertainment news slash such, but the question is, will Peter Krause's actor or character return for 9-1-1? He plays along with Angela Bassett, as that's his wife, 8 seasons so far. He plays Captain Bobby Nash. He was killed off in a shocking twist earlier this year. Has no idea if he'll have a future in episodes of the crime drama, apparently. He says, I'm wondering like you, am I going to be back? So apparently he's not. That's a big loss, I think.
Yeah, I do too.
Are you familiar with Jerry Adler? Jerry Adler was in The Sopranos and The Good Wife. He passed away.
Passed away.
He was 96.
He was great in The Good Wife.
I thought he was too. Yeah. I watched a little bit of that. What was the spinoff that was on Paramount for a while? It wasn't The Good Wife, but it.
Yeah, similar kind of.
Yeah, I don't know what the name was, but anyway, Dawson's Creek cast. After a year after James Vanderbeek shared his cancer diagnosis, his co-stars say they'll reunite for a one-night live event. And they're doing this as a fundraiser, I think, to help and bring awareness to cancer. He's got colorectal cancer.
Ugh.
At 48. That's scary. We see actors, we assume that anybody who's on the screen is rich, right?
Yes, we do.
Let's see, 20. Here are what some of the actors make, I think, if I can get to it. Jenna Johnson, Dancing with the Stars. She says if you win with Dancing with the Stars, well, she gets around $1,200 to $1,600 an episode, which can go up. I mean, that could be $100,000 a season or whatnot. But you would think she's on TV, she's making a lot of money. But, I mean, and I guess that is a lot of money if you look at it, but
I wonder, 25 shows probably a year?
Yeah.
The time it's over with.
But $100,000, you'd think that they would make more than that. Jennifer Lawrence, Oscar winner, was paid $25 million to star in Don't Look Up. But Leonardo DiCaprio made $30 million. So they are making bank. Jonah Hill, $60,000 before commissions and taxes. He was paid for starring in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Really? Just $60,000?
$60,000.
Huh.
Now, Leonardo made $10
million. Yeah. Big difference between a star and a supporting actor.
Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey, who, of course, she had TV stardom in Nashville as a news anchor, went on for the Oprah Winfrey Show. 1985, she was, I guess that was pretty early on in The Color Purple. They offered her $35,000 to be in the film.
Really? That seems minute.
1985, but just $35,000. That's before she was Oprah. But still.
She's like the fourth, fifth richest person in the world, isn't she?
I know. Jennifer Lopez played a Mexican singer in a biopic called Selena.
Selena, yeah.
Mm-hmm. $1 million is what
she was brand new. I mean, she was like just starting out.
Yeah, that was in 1997.
Only one that could have played that, though, was her. Because Selena was a big, huge Mexican star.
Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson, SNL. Apparently, when some of the co-stars got together, season one stars John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Gilda Radner, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, they earned $750 an episode.
Wow.
Which, that's equivalent to about $3,300 in,
right,
you know, today's money. So, $750.
But they got a lot of fame from it. And,
sure.
You know, that increased their...
Kenan Thompson makes $3,000 an episode.
And you would think, now this is 50 years later.
Right.
And it's just $3,500.
Yeah. It doesn't even keep up with inflation from the mid-70s when it started.
So they do. He makes about, well, gee, not much money.
Apparently, that's what it looks like. So you think they're rich, but I guess they're rich in my eyes anyway. 728.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, August 30th is a fantastic day in the game of thoroughbred racing. We're headed to Kentucky Downs, first race 8, the Grade 2 Never Say Die Ladies Turf Sprint. $2 million on the line, 12 fillies and mares going 6.5 furlongs on the turf. The number 6, A.G. Bullet, is our top pick. She's the defending champ, ridden by Luis Saez. The long shot play is the number 4, Dance Macabre. She's making her fourth career start at Kentucky Downs. Race 9, the $2 million Mint Kentucky Turf Sprint. For the boys, you got 12 of them running for $2 million. The number 2, Howard Wolowitz, is our top pick, ridden by Red Ortiz Jr. Our long shot plays are the number 5, Bear River for Keith DeSormo. The number 12, Charcoal, Son of English Channel. Race 10 is the $3.5 million Nashville Derby. 12 3-year-old males going a mile and 5/16 on the turf. We like the number 8, Sandman, as our top pick for trainer Mark Cassie. Let's do a little superfect in this race. Put him with the number 7, Tiztastic, who's 2-for-2 lifetime in Kentucky Downs. The number 6, Simulate, trained by Bill Mott. And the number 11, Final Gambit, conditioned by Brad Cox. Del Mar's where we head next. It's Pacific Classic Day. The Green Flash Handicap is the race 9. It's 5 furlongs on the turf, 12 horses, loaded field. The number 10, Motorious, is our top pick. He's a defending champ. Our long shot play is the number 3, Coppola, for trainer Dale Romans. Race 10 is the Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic. We like the number 4, Nisos, is our top pick for trainer Bob Baffert. Put him in an exact with the number 6, the Preakness champ, Journalism. Gotta hunt, better fun, back a horse, and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on WGNS at 7:30 this morning.
And happy birthday today to Mike Tansel, Steve Yates, Suzanne Binkley, Jim Gilmore, Katie Lloyd, and Nancy Bertrand. Tomorrow, Kelly Hanna, Felicia Crowell, Anita Pennington, Terry Deal, Benjamin Robinson, Lynn Wilson, Waylon Brown, and Lenny Frazier.
Very nice. Well, we've got a pretty good list so far. Those are the names we came into the morning with now. So if you want to add to our birthday list here, you have to call or text. And you have to do that now because it's kind of our deadline time. 615-893-1450. Don't forget, big savings are coming Murfreesboro with America's Thrift Stores opening soon. 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard offering up to 70% off name brands. Like a brand new store every day you go in, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 60. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs head back to 89. And then Saturday night, mostly clear and lows fall back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Good morning, T-Dot. Just moved a stalled vehicle that was in a terrible spot, 65 northbound at the North Loop. It's heavy coming southbound right now on 65 here at Trinity Lane as it loads up, leaving Wilson County with that traffic volume on 40 westbound, headed on into Hermitage. No shortage of radar out here today. You're going to see a lot of that over the weekend. Stein Dental Care offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville at 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro City officials, along with state transportation leaders, gathered Thursday to officially open the new Murfreesboro Transit Center at 324 New Salem Highway. With a passenger pavilion, bus maintenance facility, and administration offices, the center will open to the public with updated routes starting September the 8th. Funded by $9 million from the TDOT Improve Act, $5 million in federal support, and $2.8 million in local funds, the facility aims to enhance mobility and provide more accessible public transit across Murfreesboro. The new hub will work with partnership with WeGo Public Transit and offers a multimodal solution, linking buses to Murfreesboro's trail and sidewalk systems. Mayor Shane McFarland emphasized collaboration with TDOT and the Regional Transportation Authority in making the project possible. Jason Spain, executive director of the Tennessee Public Transportation Association, called the center a symbol of progress, opportunity, and connection for the growing community. While the city celebrates advancements in infrastructure, Murfreesboro residents are also being warned about a resurfacing issue, an elaborate jury duty scam. In a recent case, a local received a call from someone claiming to be a U.S. Marshal, alleging an arrest warrant for missing jury duty on a murder trial. The scammer demanded $4,000 to avoid jail time, a tactic that alarmed the recipient enough to pull over mid-drive. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office confirmed the call was a hoax, urging residents to hang up and report such scams. As the region grows, so does the importance of staying alert to both progress and potential threats. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time for some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful trivia. Time for trivia today, and we're going to have John asking a question or two or three. And
you've done such a good job with this trivia. We're going to continue it because you've been on a roll.
Boy, have we. Yes.
All right. I have the answers with me, so this is all you, buddy.
Okay. Multiple choice or
what
hints?
Is the... It's no multiple choice, okay. But I'll give you some hints.
Okay.
What is the only continent without an active volcano?
Only continent. Huh. I am going to say Africa.
It starts with an A.
Antarctica.
Starts with an A.
One other one. Australia?
Yeah, good. Okay. Good job. What was the first fully CGI feature film? It was a cartoon. I mean, it was a animated.
Interesting. Dalton would know
this
right off
hand. There have been four films.
Toy Story?
Toy Story, right. Mm. I don't know. I think maybe I'll not give you some hints. What is the... you know this one. What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth? The largest ocean.
Pacific.
Man, you said that with such, you know. What is the only letter not used in any U.S. state name? It's toward the end of the alphabet.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's X.
No,
you got Texas.
So I don't count that as wrong because you corrected yourself? Okay.
Well, I don't know.
It's after W. No. No. It's before RST. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I know. I've been counting that, but...
Q.
Q. That makes a lot of sense.
You never get this one. Okay, I'll go to one more. I'll go to another one.
I'll probably never get any of them.
I was your English teacher, so you'll know this one. What is the... That was ugly. What is the name of the literary device that compares two unlike things using the words like or as? There's two, you know, one's like a metaphor and the other one's a...
It's not alliteration.
Oh, my Lord. I need to throw my diploma, my teaching license. I need to throw it out the window.
I know what you're talking about, but I cannot think of the word.
Simile.
Analogy?
Simile.
Oh, simile.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, I've lost my questions now. Way to go! Oh, here they go. What sport uses a shuttlecock?
That would be badminton.
That's correct. He knew that one. What is the name of the three-headed dog in Harry Potter?
Ooh.
You remember the three-headed dog?
I remember the three-headed dog, but I have no idea what its name is.
Fluffy.
Okay, Fluffy.
All right, now I'm going to give you one that's a total automatic, okay?
Right.
Who sang I Will Always Love You for the Bodyguard soundtrack?
Whitney Houston.
That's correct. Which ancient culture is credited with developing the first toothpaste using crushed ox hooves? Way back. I mean, way back.
Way back.
Ancient.
That kind of sounds like a Greek thing to do.
Ancient.
Roman Empire? Greek?
Pharisees. Think of that. The
Pharisees.
No, that's not the... That's a hint.
Israel? I don't know. Ancient?
Egypt.
That's what I was going to say.
One more, thank goodness. What was the first permanent English settlement in North America?
Plymouth's Bluff? Plymouth Rock?
Jamestown.
Oh, Jamestown.
We'll probably not do this much anymore.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores here on a finally Friday morning that we say good morning to Nikki Edwards, today's good neighbor of the day. Someone nominated Nikki for being a wonderful person inside and out and spreading positivity everywhere she goes. Nikki Edwards, today's good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Now, if you want to send in a good neighbor, you know someone like Nikki who's a wonderful person, send it to us. Let us know. Let us recognize that person as the good neighbor of the day on air throughout the day. And they get flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts. Pretty cool thing. So let us know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those good neighbors to us here at the Big G of the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your energy use with the free My MTE app. Track usage, pay your bills, even report outages anytime right there from the app.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, they say the machines of the future will be as smart as people.
Really?
Yeah, but which people? That kind of matters quite a bit.
Replay.
Your dad joke's better than your trivia.
Your jokes are amazing.
I agree.
My your trivia is not amazing.
No.
That's one of the things we learned today.
Yeah, we learned that.
You even quizzed me a little more during the break.
It was.
I got all of them, though.
I was trying to give you a little practice for next week.
I got every one of those that that you did after.
What's the first letter of the alphabet? You said A.
The study of insects, insectomology.
You didn't get that. It did not. That was wrong. You didn't get that right.
It's not insectomology?
Well, there's some good ones. There are only 200 of them. So.
Oh, great.
You know, I am disappointed because it's you should have known simile. That's one of the first things in my English class I taught, metaphor and simile.
Metaphor and simile. Simile or similars?
Simile is like when you say you're as crotchety as a cat. You're as mean as a snake. A metaphor is when it's kind of like it's not quite stated, like, you know, it's similar but it's not stated in it.
Okay.
You still didn't get it. Okay.
No, I'm just as confused as ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We talked about your carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yes, you did, and you gave me some advice and to wear the brace.
Well, your doctor gave you that advice, and you just haven't followed it.
Well, I followed it for a while, then I just kind of got...
It's off and on and off and on.
Yeah.
It's just
so
like you
from
and...
now on, it's every night, and I'll wear it to the football games now. Oh, I can't do any stats because my right hand...
You don't have to wear it then. Just wear it at night when you go to bed.
We also talked about... the lady that bought a townhome for her son going to college, saved money.
Yeah, and well, they're renting it out.
Renting it out, yeah, yeah. Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what a townhome costs today? I mean, that's a big undertaking. But she could keep it forever or sell it, you know. So.
Well, she's in real estate.
Yeah.
She's going to make money somehow.
They know how to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you tonight on the road trip. We may have to go to Chili's.
Yeah, you would.
No, we're not.
Not at the time you're leaving, you're not.
No. I hope we're leaving early enough.
Oh, you... Yeah.
It says it's only 35 minutes.
Does Bill know how to get to your house?
I'll give him my... Yeah, I gave him my address.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's going to be great. That youngster.
Well, we'll see you in the morning then for the coach's show.
I was with you last night. Wasn't like I abandoned you.
Well, no, I understand.
There was a game last night.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to get out of here with our song of the day. You know, I didn't do this in the 7 o'clock hour, unfortunately. This is Dolly Parton, who came up with this hit in 2020, kind of a crossover. Her last big crossover hit was 9 to 5. That's Dolly with Have a Little Faith. All right. See ya tonight at the game. I will find you so easily.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 60. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs head back to 89.